Governor Charlie Baker is adjusting his predictions for the anticipated surge of COVID-19 cases as more and more data become available. He's also expected to welcome a New England Patriots plane in about an hour at Logan Airport. That plane is carrying nearly a million face masks purchased by the state from China. WBUR Senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown joins us now from Beacon Hill with more on these and other stories of the day's developments. First, Steve, what are the latest figures on coronavirus that were released by the Department of Public Health for the state today?
Well, Lisa, we're now up to 8,966 confirmed cases in Massachusetts. That's a little more than 1,200 cases yesterday. More than 56,000 tests have been conducted, nearly 4,900 more than yesterday. As for fatalities, 32 new deaths are reported, bringing the state's total to 154, the youngest being a woman in her 30s from Suffolk County. The vast majority of the fatalities are elders in their 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And as he does on most days, the governor had a briefing on the coronavirus, and as you are on most days, you were there. He is adjusting his projections for the surge in cases. How?
Well, he says we're planning for the worst, but doing everything possible to make sure hospitals have the capacity to handle the surge. He says after consulting with experts, he estimates the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Massachusetts will range somewhere between 47,000 and 172,000 cases during the course of the pandemic. And he says the peak will hit sometime between April 10th and April 20th.
So that's between 47,000 and 172,000 cases. That is a daunting projection. What else did he say?
Well, he says that that is a large number of people, but he reminded that about 80% of the folks who come down with COVID-19, they'll only have flu-like symptoms or no symptoms at all. And when comparing what happened in other places like Wuhan, China, the governor actually had some encouraging news.
We do anticipate Massachusetts' trajectory could differ for several reasons. For example, in Massachusetts, we have lower population density. We enacted strict social distancing standards and rules sooner than they did there. And we have a lower smoking rate. As I've said many times, we're fortunate to be home to some of the best hospitals and best healthcare leaders in the country with extraordinarily talented medical teams.
Still, the governor reminds people the importance of keeping up social distancing and following the guidelines that we've been hearing for a couple of weeks.
Of course, one of the steps the governor has taken to slow the spread of the virus was to close restaurants and bars and non-essential businesses. Businesses have tanked in the state's economy. We saw more evidence of that today. What was it?
Well, another 181,000 people in Massachusetts filed for unemployment benefits last week. That's on top of the 150,000 who applied last week. In the week before all of this hit, only 7,500 people had applied for benefits.
Overall, though, the governor seems pretty pleased with how people have been conducting themselves by staying at home and social distancing. But he still apparently has some concerns that not everybody is getting the message.
Yeah, that's right. He's closing all state-managed coastal beach parking areas beginning tomorrow at noon. He said he heard that there were a lot of people congregating this past weekend and not playing by the rules.
Our solution to that is if people can't play by the rules, if it's too big a temptation, then we're just going to get rid of the parking. And if you can walk to the beach, okay, but you better be sure you abide by the rules associated with social distancing and recognize and understand that parking yourself at a beach on a blanket with a barbecue, with 15 other people, is just an incredibly bad idea at this point in time, given where we are and what's going on.
Now, the governor is ordering select seasonal state parks to open early for the season tomorrow to give folks some open space opportunities. But again, with the caveat that people not group together and maintain appropriate distance.
Steve, one more thing. There's a big red, white, and blue jet winging its way toward Boston right now. Normally, it carries the New England Patriots. Instead, it's coming back from China with some personal protective equipment for medical providers. This is a fascinating story. Can you tell us the backstory to it?
Sure. Last week, the state was ready to take delivery of 3 million masks at the Port of New York, only to have that impounded and taken away by the federal government. So the governor looked for an alternative to getting needed supplies. They made some arrangements to purchase these masks directly from a company in China. The next big obstacle was how to get it here. So the governor thought about who he knew who had a plane, so he made a call.
I called Jonathan Kraft and said, I think we have a way to access a procurement in China, but I don't know how to get it back here. And we think pursuing this as a private humanitarian mission is a far better way to make this happen than trying to do it through sort of traditional commercial means.
So 1 million masks should touch down here in Boston in about an hour. It'll be inventoried and then immediately distributed throughout the state.
Thank you very much, WBUR's senior statehouse reporter, Steve Brown. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.